to their guest rooms.
"That all you're going to do?"
Goblin asked once they were gone. "I'm going to let Sing think about the life he never lived. I'll let him think about losing what's left of that, and about losing his Messiah. When he can avoid all those tragedies, just by telling us where to find the souvenir he carried away from Soulcatcher's hideout, down by Kia Lune.
He won't take a deep breath without getting permission from the girl.
We'll see how he handles having to make his own decisions. If he stalls too long and we get pressed, you can put a glamour on me that'll make him think I'm her."
"What about her?"
One Eye asked.
"You going to personally work on her too?"
"Yes. Starting right now. Put some of those choke spells on her. One on each wrist and ankle. And double them up around her neck." He had done some herding, among other things, over the years, and One Eye and Goblin, being incredibly lazy, had developed choke spells that constricted tighter and tighter as an animal moved farther away from a selected marker point. "She's a resourceful woman, with a goddess on her side. I prefer to kill her and be done with it. But we won't get any help from Sing if we do. If she does manage to escape, I want complete success to be fatal. I want near success to render her unconscious from lack of air. I don't want her having regular contact with any of our people. Remember what her aunt, Soulcatcher, did to Willow Swan.
Tobo,
has Swan said anything that might interest us?"
"He just plays cards, Sleepy. He does talk all the time, but he never says anything. Kind of like Uncle One Eye."
Whisper.
"You put him up to that, didn't you, Frog Face?"
"Sounds like Swan to me,"
I said. I shut my eyes, began massaging my brow between thumb and forefinger, trying to make Vajra the Naga go away. His reptilian lack of connection was seductive.
"I'm so tired."
"Then why the hell don't we all just retire?"
One Eye croaked.
"For a whole goddamn generation, it was the captain and his next year in Katavar shit that beat us into the ground. Now it's you two women and your holy crusade to resurrect the captured. Find yourself a guy, little girl. Spend a year screwing his brains out. We're not going to get those people out of there. Accept that. Start believing that they're dead."
He sounded exactly like the traitor in my soul that whispered in my mind every night before I fell asleep. The part about accepting that the captured were never going to be coming back, anyway. I asked Sarah. "Can we call up our favorite dead man? One Eye. Ask him what he thinks of our plan."
"Bah! Frog Face! You deal with us. I need a little medicinal pick-me-up."
Almost smiling despite her aching joints, Goda waddled out behind One Eye. We would not see those two for a while. If we were lucky, One Eye would get drunk fast and pass out. If we were not, he would come staggering out looking to feud with Goblin, and we would have to restrain him. That could turn into an adventure.
"Well, here's our prodigal."
Sara finally had Murrigan back in the mist box. I told him, "Tell me about the White Crow." Puzzled,